Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There'd be few things in this life now as sweet to me as kicking ball with the kids. Doesn't really matter what age they are, just the to-ing and fro-ing of catch and pass is pure delight. If it's the only thing that I ever get to do with them, then it's enough. And maybe it's as much as I can handle. Anything more emotionally or psychologically complex would have me stressed out and floundered, but I'd be happy to kick ball with them for the rest of their lives. When they're 40 and 50 and 60, I'll be 90. Out in the back garden, saying, "To me chest, to me chest." It can be hard these days to see through the mist and to fully understand the obligations of fatherhood. Like, what the fuck are we actually supposed to be? Friend, confidant, pal, life coach? Fuck off. Hogwash. Rule number one for a dad, I suggest, is get money. You can build whatever pyramid of fathering you want on top of that foundation. And men of previous generations understood this very well. Not for them the ego trip of individuality, no. Throw the harness on, more like, and get behind the mule in the morning and plough. And be grateful for the fact that you have the opportunity to earn. Be grateful for the fact that that opportunity is afforded to you. Many's the man that's crossing hell and high water, risking life and limb in order to get a chance to provide a living for his family. Now, women provide as well, sure, I know that. Aren't half the ladies of the land burning both ends of themselves trying to make ends meet? Haven't women historically always lifted shovels of one sort or another and breastfed at the same time? Walking home from the well with two hyperactive wains hanging out of you and a 10-gallon clay jug of water on your head. The women of the world don't need to be told about work. And if a woman wants to stay at home and look after the kids, sure, isn't that enough to be doing? Have you ever tried it yourself? It'd run you ragged. Women with no children who work in town sometimes look down on the mammies who stay at home. I mean, what does she do all day? Fuck all, as far as I can say. Well, give it a lash if you like. And I guarantee you this, you'll be running out of the house in no time if you get half a chance. Anything, I'll do anything, Jesus Christ. Housework is fucking endless and no one gives a shit about you either. Just as an experiment the other day, I cleaned the inside of the oven with me face and no one even fucking noticed. Ah, love, sorry about that. I thought it was some class of spray tan that you had on. And what am I good for as a dad? Emotional advice? Well, you can't get swimming lessons off a fella that's afraid of water. Best to keep your mouth shut on that stuff, Tom. The best you can hope for as a father is to be seen as a kind of uncle cop. Benevolent, but nevertheless still an authority figure. You're not in charge, but you can swing a few things for them every now and again. Should I not be giving advice to my kids about stuff? Well, recently I asked a group of women whether or not they thought that one of my teenage daughters would benefit from a few wise words from her dad about dealing with fellas. You know, sex and stuff. Well, the scream of horror at the thought of it nearly fucking deafened me. No! That's the last thing they want. They had thoughts of me saying stuff like, "You can never grab it too soon, love, and whatever you do, don't be dilly-dallying when you get there." No. They don't want that. My father gave me great lessons in selflessness. Lessons I still haven't absorbed. I saw him 5 days a week going out the door, year in, year out, working at a job that he may not always have enjoyed. I saw him ask nothing more for himself than a few quid for a few pints. And I saw my mother, torn asunder from storms inside herself. I saw her cook dinner and wash clothes every day of her life. I can provide shelter for my kids, a place for them to come if they want, a place where everything will be okay. You're not their friend. They have enough friends. Shelter doesn't follow you around. Shelter you can't get away from is called prison. We are the idiot generation of parents who wanted to be pals with our kids. Our need for their approval nearly suffocated them. They don't want you hanging out with them. It'd be as weird as them hanging out with your friends. Imagine, you and your pot-bellied middle-aged associates are heading into town for the relief of Porter and Monin, and you bring your 9-year-old with you. Ah, he's good crack, lads, I swear to God. Do the jab, Josh. Go on, do the dab. It'd be as odd as you calling round to see one of your friend's playmates on your own, ringing the doorbell. "Is Jack here? I'm just wondering if he wanted to have a go on the Xbox with me." He's only 8, Tommy. "I know, yeah, but I just got the new FIFA update and it's class." There comes a time when you've got to let your kids go. And if they don't come back to you, they don't come back to you. Please God, they've enough decency in them to turn up when you're old and walking around the house talking to the cutlery, just to make sure that you're all right. But you cannot hope for much more than that. As a dad, all you can say is, "I'm here. If you need me, I'm here. I'm always here." I was thinking recently about my young fella's first Holy Communion. He made it a couple of years ago and he got €815. The fuck? I wouldn't say that I made much more than a tenner at mine. Way back in 1977, sure, what could you buy in Navan then anyway, like, with a tenner in Navan in 1977? The only options available to you were maybe you could head into town and buy a sofa or a new clutch for the Hillman Hunter. We don't usually go to Mass in our house, but it's a big thing down at the primary school. And I remember the young lad being excited by the First Holy Communion. Oh, he couldn't wait to get his new suit. He googled Ronaldo at the Player of the Year Awards and said, "That's the one I want." Well, I said, "Look, if they have it, Anthony Ryan's will get it, but I'm not sure that's where Ronaldo does the shopping, but we'll have a look." We got him a dark blue suit in the end and he had the hair done rightly. He told Siobhan down in Retro that he wanted a Mohican. And he got it and he was very proud of it. I asked him a few questions about God and was taken aback by his certainty. "God is definitely this and God is definitely that." I just let him at it, yeah. You start poking holes in God with a child and before you know it, there's no Santa either. Doubt and uncertainty will all come in their own good time. For now, let him be. He has the fervour of a true believer and you never know, he might be right. I hadn't been inside the church for a long time. It was lovely. all of a great commotion. Mammies and daddies and aunties and grannies, the place was buzzing. The alabaster saints and angels watching on quietly, and the priest did a sound job. Oh, he had a seriousness in him. He was up for crack, but it came from somewhere solid. I liked him. He came across as a man who wasn't running from his own suffering. Facing up to it, he was. You could tell that he was delighted to be spending time with the kids and feeding off their energy. Their optimism cheered him greatly, and I had a sense of great love in the room. The message of the liturgy was that we were a community and that there was an authenticity in the rituals. It did me heart good to be there, and I felt for a little while as if I belonged. I was sitting there in the pew beside a woman at the wise end of her life. An old one, but beautiful. She leaned in towards me and she smelled gorgeous. "I didn't know you were one of us," she says. "Sure, what else could I be?" She was well turned out. Could have been a looker in the day. She was a looker now. We got chatting. "My husband worked too hard," she said. "It killed him. Retired at 63, dead at 64. That wasn't much of a retirement, was it? He felt as if he owed it to his clients to keep going." "Which one is yours?" she asked. "That fella there," says I. "I like his hair," she said. I never got on well with my own mother, and a fine woman she was too. But the lack of a relationship with her means that I have a thing for old ones, and some of them have a thing for me. They can see the want in me. So every now and again, they lean in for a minute to give the stray a bit of shelter. There she was, all fur and perfume, leaning my way. She says, "How many children do you have?" "Six," says I. "But they're not all with this woman here, are they?" "No, no, that's my wife, and we have three. And I have three from a previous relationship."
"Oh, so you have two families, so?"
"Well, I'm not sure that's how I describe it, but that's the amount of kids I have anyway."
"I have two children," she says, "and two grandchildren. You'd miss them round the house when they're not there. Six is a great number."
"It is," I said. "And a grandchild I have too," I says. "You need some noise around the place." She placed her hand on my arm and pulled me close for a moment. I nearly swooned from the mothering of it. She whispered in my ear, "You do. You need some fucking noise. Good luck."
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.